Good morning.
早晨好。
Let's begin with prayer.
那我们以祷告来开始。
Dear God, I thank you for this Sunday, the chance to be in your house.
亲爱的主，我们为今天能来到你的神的家，来到神的圣殿感恩。
As we study your word today,
当我们今天学习你话语的时候
，Help us to hear from you.
让我们能听到你的声音。
Help us.Appreciate, understand the importance of being part of a community of your church.
让我们也感谢，真的能够意识到成为基督徒社群你的身体的一部分的重要性。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。Amen.
Last time I started talking about the role of Christian community in our spiritual growth.
上次呢，我就讲到。在基督徒生命成长的这个过程中，基督徒社群的重要性。
And I said that for many people that's an uncomfortable subject.
对很多人来讲，这是一个令他不舒服或者比较困难的话题。
And so when I see all the empty seats this morning, I think, ha, it must have been uncomfortable here too.
然后我今天早上看到这么多空座位，想到可能是他们觉得这个话题令他们挺不安的。
But we are looking at how God uses our participation in a church to shape us in His image.
我就是来讲说，神如何就是用我们参与到一个基督徒社群里，来把我们塑造成他的形象。
Last Sunday was Pentecost Sunday in the church calendar.
其实，在教会的这个日历上呢，上个星期天是属于五旬节。
And churches that follow the church calendar, many, many churches had a sermon last Sunday on Pentecost.
所以呢，如果他是这个教会呢，是跟着这个教会日历的话呢，很多教会在上个星期天就会讲五旬节。
And at least in my lifetime,
起码在我的生活中。
I would say 99% of the sermons I have heard on Pentecost and the filling of the Holy Spirit.
所以呢 ,99% 我所听到的关于五旬节的讲道都是讲到这个圣灵充满。
Focus almost entirely on individual experiences.
它基本上都是侧重于基本上是完全侧重于个人的经历。
You must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
就是你，每一个人都要被圣灵充满。
In fact, a friend of mine sent me his title for his sermon last Sunday.
然后呢，我的朋友就把他上个星期讲到的这个题目发给我。
His sermon title was, Have you had your personal Pentecost?
那个题目就是，你有没有自己个人的五旬节？
That's not wrong entirely.
不是说完全的错。
But when we look in Acts,
但是当我们来看使徒行传的时候
we don't see quite that emphasis.
但是我们没有看到这样子的一个对个人这
个圣灵充满的强调。What we see is this.
我们所看到的是
Acts 1 verse 14,
使徒行传第一章十四节。
They were all together devoting themselves to prayer together.
就是他们就在一起同心合意的横切祷告。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
第二章第一节。
When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place.
五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处。
Verse 4, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
第四节，他们都被圣灵充满。
And then, as we go through the rest of the book of Acts,
然后我们看使徒行传呢，就往后看。
There is this great emphasis,
有一个很大的，一直在强调。
On the Holy Spirit working through a body of believers as a group.
就是强调说圣灵是通过这个一群人，就是像基督的身体来运行的，来行事的。
Now, I know that a group is made up of individuals, so that is not wrong, that message.
我知道这个群体是由个人组成的，所以呢，这个信息并没有错。
But I think there is a great value, when the New Testament shows us a great value, on how the Holy Spirit works through the community.
但是呢在新约里边我觉得有一个很大的一个重要性一个价值就在于圣灵是如何通过一个群体一个社群来行事的。
It's through Christian community most often that the Holy Spirit pours his comfort and strength.
in difficult times.
通常呢是通过基督徒的一个群体社群，圣灵把他的安慰和他的把他的安慰降下来，劝勉降下来。
When you are going through a tough time.
当你经历一个很艰难的时光的时候。
When you are praying, God, I need help.
当你向神祷告说，神啊，我需要你的帮助。
Is it possible?
有没有可能？
For God to send whatever help you need floating down from the sky and land on the table in front of you.
有没有可能神从天上呢，就不管你要的什么帮助，实际上这个帮助呢从天缓缓而降，降在你的桌上，就降在你面前，有没有可能？
Is it possible? Yes.
是不是可能呢？当然。
Is it likely?
No.
不是，会要发生吗？就是说这种可能性有多大呢？不是很大。
Instead,
而是
This is what he does most likely, most often.
经常呢，通常情况下，神是这样做的。
A fellow member of your cell group.
就是你的小组的另外一个成员。
Send you a text.
给你发个短信。
And says.
说。
Today I thought I ought to pray for you.
我觉得今天我要为你祷告。
And I wanted you to know that.
我想让你知道我在为你祷告。
Some brother or sister says, "Is there anything I can do to help you?"
或者弟兄姐妹问你说。有没有什么我可以做什么来帮助你
Or a brother or sister says,
或者一个弟兄姐妹说
I'm not going to make them figure out a way that I can help them.
我不想就是这个需要帮助告诉我他怎么需要帮助
Instead they just show up.
然后他们就是出现
With a lunch.
他们就给你带来食物
That is the Holy Spirit working through community to meet his people.
这就是圣灵通过这个群体来满足他这些个人的需要。
Through Christian community, we are empowered by the Spirit to be Christ's witnesses.
就是靠着这个通过基督徒的社群，我们靠圣灵加给我们力量，为基督做见证。
Again, Jesus says to the disciples, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you."
主耶稣对门徒说，当圣灵降临的时候，你们就必得着能力。
You shall be my witness.
你们要做我的见证。
And he is speaking to a group.
主耶稣是对一群人说的。
He is speaking to the community.
他是对这个社群说的，对这个群体说的。
It seems to me that God does his work primarily.
我觉得神主要来，他的工作是通过
The church as a whole.
是作为一个教会一个整体来工作。
Now, that doesn't take responsibility off of each of us as individuals.
但是这就并不是说把我们个人的责任都给拿掉了。
What it does is it gives us great encouragement as individuals.
其实这是对我们个人一个很大的鼓励。
Let me explain how that looks.
让我解释一下在实际生活中这是怎么样的。
So our brother Rob is not here this morning.
今天早晨的这个 Rob 弟兄不在。
But in the small group that we have on Wednesday nights online.
但是我们周三晚上的这个线上的小组。
He's part of our group.
他是我们小组的一部分。
I think that Rob can go up to someone who he's never met before.
Rob 可以到一个他从来没有见过的人前，走到那个人前面。
And in 10 minutes,He will know their whole life story.
那个 Rob 的个性就是他这个十分钟之内他就知道这个人的一生的故事。
They will know his story.
那当然对方也知道他的故事。
And he will have shared the gospel with
然后他就在十分钟之内就可以跟对方分享了福音。
Right, Richard?
That's true.
是不是这样的理查德弟兄
And it's incredible.
那真的是非常的棒对吧
He walks up to someone who's sitting on a park bench.
然后呢他就比如说在公园里有人坐在椅子上他就去过去跟那个人聊天
And soon,
很快的
they're great friends.
他们就成为好朋友
I walk up to someone who's sitting on a park bench.
比如说我要是去到公园里有人坐在那个椅子上
And if I speak to them, they start looking around for a policeman.
我要是跟他们讲那人可能就要去找警察了
Because,
因为
who is this man and why is he talking to me?
然后对方可能会想哎，这个人是谁他为什么要来跟我讲话
But here's my point.
就我的要点就是
My gift
我的恩赐
is after Rob has brought them to Christ
是在 Rob 弟兄呢把这个人带到主耶稣面前之后呢
to give them some systematic steps for growing as a new believer.
作为一个刚信主的人，一些具体的、系统的如何成长的步骤。
I can't do Rob's job.
我没有办法去做 Rob 弟兄所做的。
And he probably can't do my job.
也许他也不能做我所做的。
But together,
但是我们在一起。
The Spirit works through the church.
圣灵是通过教会来工作。
To accomplish.His purpose.
去成就他的旨意。
I failed to get permission to use this.
我觉得我有这个被允许，就是我有这个问过啊，我可以讲这个，
so,
可以分享。
Charlie and Sharon will have to forgive me for not getting permission.
所以呢，这个你们两个可能这个弟兄姐妹要原谅我，因为没有得到你们的允许。
But Friday night they were telling me their story of coming to Christ.
然后周五晚上他们跟我分享他们是如何信主的。
And was it 11 years?
那就有11年的时间从他们听到福音。
A Christian couple.
有一对基督徒的夫妇。
Not saying to them.
没有对他们说。
Would you like to know the four spiritual laws?
你是不是想知道这个属灵四律?
Instead, for 11 years.
而是11年之久。
We would like to be your friend.
他们就成为一直做你们的朋友。
And through that,
就是通过这一些
God worked to bring Charlie and Sharon to Christ.
神就把他们两位带到了基督面前，让最后这样子他们信主。
The role of that wonderful couple,
那对夫妇他们的功用，他们的角色
was not to say,
不是，而不是说。
If you died tonight, do you know where you would go?
不是说，如果你们今天晚上死了，你们知道你们会去哪吗？
There's nothing wrong with that.
不是那样讲，没有什么错，没有什么问题。
Except that that was not how the Holy Spirit needed to work in the life of Charlie.
但是那个不是神需要在他们夫妇两个中间那个生命中来工作的这种方式。
That would have probably sent them running from the house.
那样如果那样讲，可能让他们就逃的离得更远。
But the Holy Spirit had someone else to work a different way.
但是呢，圣灵有不同的人，用不同的方式来对在他们生命中工作。
And my apologies for not getting permission.
对不起啊，没有经过你们，先没有经过允许。
But do you understand?
了解吗？
There are other people.
那有别的人。
Who will never respond to the gospel unless someone says, if you die tonight, do you know where you would go?
但也有一些人，他们永远说对福音不会有反应，除非有人对他们说，就是很直接的说，如果你死了，你今天晚上你知道你去哪了吗？那有这样，有这种类型的，他们需要这样的信息。
There are people who are at the spot where they need someone to say, can I show you the four spiritual laws and how you...
还有的人是需要在那点上有人对他们说你可不可以跟你分享属灵四律然后如何得救有的人是需要这样的信息
And none of us
我们其中没有任何人
have the ability
有这种能力说
to minister to each of those different needs
就是不是说我们每个人都有这种能力能对所有不同需要的人我们都可以去对他们服侍他们
Because we're all different.
因为我们每个人都是不同的。
I can't talk to that person on the park bench.
我没有办法对公园坐在椅子上的一个人去讲话。
I also can't ride a motorcycle.
我也不会骑摩托车。
Then I'll talk to the nurses in the hospital.
如果我骑摩托车，可能我就要跟医院的护士谈话了。
But as a body.
但是作为一个身体，一个整体。
The Holy Spirit works through us collectively.
圣灵是通过我们一个整体这样子来运作。
So that means two practical things for every one of us.
所以对我们每个人呢有两件实际的事情。
Number one, we need to be asking.
我们要问。
God, what is my role?
神啊，我的角色，我要做的是什么？我的功用是什么
？Because He does have a role for every one of us.
因为神对我们每个人都有一个角色，都有我们要做的。
Don't try to fit someone else's role.
你不要去扮演别人的角色。
It will not work.
那个行不通的。
But don't say.
但是也不要说。
Well, that's for the whole church.
那个是给整个教会。
And I
think
God has called me to sit and watch.
我觉得神对我的呼召就是我坐在那看，做个旁观者。
There is nothing in the book of Acts about sitting and watching.
但是在使徒行传没有任何地方讲做一个旁观者。
So,This speaks to us about responsibility.
所以讲到我们的责任。
We are all responsible to be a part of this.
我们都有责任要成为这个其中的一员，成为其中的一部分。
But it also should give us great encouragement.
也给我们很大的鼓励。
That we don't do the job all by ourselves.
我们不是说自己做所有一切。
That we are fitting into a process that the Holy Spirit is doing.
我们是在这个圣灵所做的这个过程中，我们有我们自己的任务，有我们自己的角色。
And wherever He plugs us,
不管他把我们放在什么样的地位，什么样的地方，
That's our place.
那就是我们所应该在的位置。
And then we don't have to worry about the rest of the job.
然后我们就不用去担心别的这个别的事情。
The church as a whole,
所以作为一个整体教会
is how the Holy Spirit is doing His work.
是圣灵是通过教会这个整体来行事来
做工。So it's through Christian community that we receive the Holy Spirit's comfort and strength.
所以呢，就是通过这个基督徒的社群，我们得到圣灵的安慰和力量。
It's through Christian community that we are empowered by the Spirit to be Christ's witnesses.
然后也是靠着圣灵的力量，我们在基督徒社群，我们做基督的见证。
And it is through Christian community that God forms us into the image of His Son.
也是通过基督徒的社群，神把我们塑造成他儿子基督耶稣的形象。
Again, I think in our individualistic world, we have forgotten this.
但是在我们非常强调个人主义的这个世界呢，我们都有点忘了这一点。
We think entirely of my walk with God.
我们就觉得这是完全的，是我跟神之间的同行，我跟神之间的关系。
What is God teaching me?
神教导我的是什么？
But just as God answers your prayer for help through other believers,
就像神通过别的基督徒、别的信主的人来回应你的祷告、答应你的祷告是一样。
He answers your prayer to be formed in His image through other believers.
当你向神祷告说你想要成为基督的形体、耶稣的形象，神也是通过社群来回应这个祷告。
Again, God can do it a different way.
当然呢，神是可以用不同的方式来行事。
He can speak in an audible voice from heaven.
他可以从天上讲一个你能听到的声音。
And say, this is what I want you to do.
告诉你说这是我想你做的。
But he probably won't.
但是很可能神不是这样做的。
Earlier this morning, I read in Proverbs.
今天早晨的很早的时候我就读这个叫箴言。
The way of a fool is right in his own eyes.
他说愚昧人的道路在他自己的眼中总是看为正。
That's not the part you're supposed to say, amen. 你
啥子弟兄，你不应该在这个时候说好闷的。
That starts to sound like a personal testimony.
你感觉你这样说的话，像是一个个人见证。
The way of a fool is right in his own eyes.
就是愚妄人的路在他自己眼中是看为正。
But God tells the wise man what to do.
但是神呢，就是只叫智慧人该如何行。
It does not say that.
圣经上没有这么说。
That's not what Proverbs says.
那个不是圣经上说
的。I would like that.
我很喜欢说。
If God tells me, I can say, okay, you're God and I'm not.
如果神就直接告诉我，我会说神啊，好，你是神，我不是，那我听你的。
But what Proverbs says.
但是箴言上怎么说呢？
The way of a fool is right in his own eyes.
就是愚昧人的这个路在他自己眼中看为正。
But a wise man listens to advice.
但是智慧人听从劝诫。
And where is that advice coming from?
那个智慧那种劝诫教导从谁来呢？
Through other people.
通过别人。
You see what Solomon is saying?
你知道所罗门说的是什么吗？
God uses the advice of those around me.
神用我周围的人的这个建议
to teach me the lessons.
就是他想然后教导我，他想让我学到的功课。
Someone came to talk to me.
一两个星期前有人跟我讲话。
They're a friend.
他们是朋友。
And they, I'm concerned about something in your life.
他说我对你对。就是说我对这个人，我对你的生命中有些事情有点在意，有点。
See how you're responding to this situation in the last few months, and I think you are not thinking clearly.
我看到你对一件事情，过去几个月的反应，我觉得你可能这个想的不是很清楚。
And I'll be honest.
我听到这个话，坦白的讲。可能就挺是不高兴挺生气的。
I really was very angry. I don't think they knew it.
他们可能没有意识到其实我里边是很生气的。
I know how to, you know, I've gone to a Chinese church long enough to know how to, yes, thank you.
我已经在华人教会待了很久，所以我知道，我就学会了说就是不高兴，表面上也都是嗯没。
I've become part Chinese.
快变成这个有中国人的特质，变成华人。
Yes, thank you for telling me that.
然后就说谢谢。
Would you like some more tea?
然后谢谢你告诉我这个，你想再喝点茶吗？就是那个人讲他，就是说他觉得麦牧师这个生命中有些，他
Did you add something?
I thought your friend is not for you, for someone else, so I try to clarify.
I always worry when I hear, no, I'm not.
You're good. I was very upset.
当那个人这样跟我讲的时候，我的朋友让我其实里边挺沮丧，挺不高兴的。
I wanted to get up from the table where we had met.
本来是我们在一起见面嘛，那我都想拔腿就走了。
And say thank you for the coffee.
然后就想说谢谢你请我喝咖
啡。But I've decided I don't like coffee.
但是我决定说我不喜欢喝咖啡。
I'm going home.
我要回家了。
I was very angry.
我其实那时候里边是很生气的。
And then I began to drive home.
但是到我回家的路上。
God, why did they say that to me? That hurts.
我说神啊，他为什么要这样对我说呢？那个让人挺不舒服，挺伤害人的。
If I'm wrong, you can tell me.
如果我错了 ，you mean God can tell you, right? 如果我错了，神啊，你可以自己告诉我。
And God reminded me of Proverbs.
然后这时候神呢就提醒了我一句箴言。
A wise man listens to advice.
智慧人听从劝诫，听从建议。
And now God was making me mad.
其实刚才神让我很生气。
And I said, but I don't think they're wise.
但是呢，我不觉得那个跟我讲话的那个人太有智慧。
But a wise man listens to advice.
但是他说智慧人听从建议。
But I'm right.
但是我给神说我是对的。然后神说
The way of a fool is right.
遗忘人的路在自己眼中看为正。
And by the end of that day,
所以那天结束的时候
I had come to realize something very painful,
我就意识到一些挺让我难受的事情
but also very helpful,
也是很有益的事情。
In an area where the last couple of years had blinded me to where I was not thinking clearly.
就是因为过去的一两年有些事情让我的可能有些东西我就看不见，然后有些东西我也想的不是很清楚。
God could use
在这个方面
friend,
神用了一位基督徒的朋友
to say to me,
对我说
I've watched your reaction to this situation.
我看到你对这个情况的一个反应。
It's right.
我不觉得那个是一个是好的是合意的一个反应。
And I had to call him.
然后我就给他打电话。
And say thank you.
我说谢谢你。
God, you to guide me.
神用你来引导我。
That's how the Holy Spirit works through community.
那就是圣灵如何通过社群来工作。
To shape us in his image.
把我们塑造成他的形象。
So as a church,
所以作为一个教会
what will this look like?
那看起来会像怎么样呢？
First of all, let me say that to be a church like this,
成为这样一个教会呢，
we must be receptive.
我们必须要能够去接纳。
Over and over, Paul says, receive one another.
保罗不断地讲说你们要彼此接纳。
Romans 14, he's talking about a church that has some great arguments.
在罗马书第十四章，保罗讲到这个教会，他们有很多的这个辩论。
Disagreements about practical areas of how do we live as believers.
就是一个很实际的，在作为基督徒，我们如何来生活的一些辩论，他们的一些分歧。
And it's not just that they disagree.
他们不单单说是有意见不同。
It's that they refuse to accept that any other believer can think differently than them on this.
问题是在于他们跟不能就是拒绝接受任何跟他们想法不同的别的人信主的人。
Not simply this is my belief and conviction.
那不单单说这是我自己的相信我的信念。
But if you don't have the same conviction,
如果你没有同样的信念或者这样的确信，
you're not a believer.
你都不是基督徒。
And Paul says,
有三次保罗说，
receive them.
所以你们要接纳
sister,
作为像弟兄接纳弟兄姐妹那样来接纳他们。
You see, God does not intend his church to be exactly like me.
神不想说神的心意不是说他的教会都像我。
And you can accept that.
当然如果大家都跟你一样你当然可以接受。
But let me tell you also, he doesn't expect his church to be exactly like you.
他也不是说期望教会所有都像你那样。
We're going to think differently on some things.
我们有些事情我们的看法就是会不同。
We will never agree on some things.
我们永远不会说每件事情大家想法都一致。
And what I love in Romans 14 is this.
我很喜欢的罗马书第十四章所讲的就是。
Paul says, some of you think this.
有些人是这么想的，就是一条一条一条很有次序。
Some of you think this.
有些人是这么想的。
And we kind of expect at the end for him to say.
我们希望他在最后结束的时候，保罗会说。
This one is right and this one is wrong.
这个是对的，这个是错的。
But he doesn't do that.
但是保罗不是这么讲的。
Some of you think this, some of you think this.
有些人这么想，有些人那么想。
Receive one another.
他说你们要彼此接纳。
He is saying there are some things that we do not need to divide on.
他说有些议题呢，有些话题呢，我们不需要在那上面就是大家有分裂。
Now, this does not mean that we compromise on clearly unbiblical doctrine.
但是这个并不意味着我们对很明确的违背圣经的这个原则进行妥协，不是这样的。
There are churches who have gone far to the other extreme.
有不少教会呢是已经走到另外一个极端。
Someone sent me this week a Christian guy says Christian magazine.
有这个星期有人给我发所谓的基督徒杂志。
And I began to read through this.
我就读下去。
How is this a Christian magazine?
我说这怎么可能是基督徒的杂志呢？
On every area of doctrine,
在每一个教义的方面。
On every area of lifestyle,
在每个就是关于这个生活的方式方面。
It basically said, yes, the Bible says this, but that's out of date.
他们基本上说的是说，哦，圣经是这么讲的，但是圣经已经过时了。
To where...Their idea of a church receives pretty much a pagan.
所以到他们的这个接纳呢，就是说哪怕是不信主的异教徒，怎么样我们都接受，都是教会的。保罗不是这样做的。
But he does say,
但是保罗的确说，
within the limits of clear biblical teaching,
在这个很清楚的圣经原则的教导之下，
we must welcome and receive those.
我们要欢迎也要接纳那些有不同意见的。
We don't tolerate false teaching.
我们不容忍这个虚假的假的教义教导。
But we also do not cut one another off over secondary differences.
我们也不是因为有这个次要的这个不同的分歧呢，就是说好像大家就断绝关系了。
I was trying to think this week how I wanted to say this.
我这个星期在想该怎么来讲这一点。
And I'm not sure yet that I'm happy with the way I'm going to say it.
我也可能对我自己来讲的这个方式也不是说
特别的满意。So I may come back in 2 weeks and say that was wrong. Whoever told you that was an idiot.
过两个星期我会说没有那个错了，谁给你们这个讲就是一个白痴。
But the phrase that I penciled down this week is this.
但是这个星期我想来想去我用的一个词就是。
We need to live with a presumption.Of brotherhood.
我们有，就是说我们要怎么来生活呢？有一个假设对方是弟兄的来生活，就是首先给对方预定假设这样的一个弟兄。
In other words,
换句话说
，When I look at my brother or sister in the church,
当我看到我教会里的弟兄姐妹的时候
，until they prove absolutely otherwise，
除非他们绝对的能证明他们不是弟兄姐妹，就是相反的。
I need to presume，
我应该能够假设，就是推测假设他。
That they are my brother，
他们是我的
sister，
他们是我的弟兄姐妹。
Instead of，
而不是
starting with the presumption，
先假设说。
That until they prove it, they are not my brother or sister.
除非他们先证明了自己是弟兄姐妹，不然他们现在就不是我的弟兄姐妹，不能以这种方式来思想。
You understand?
了解这个不同吗？
Because I have met Christians.
因为我碰到过基督徒。
I have seen churches.
我也看到过教会。
That start with the presumption.
他们的那个前提假设就是。
That you are not a brother or sister until you prove it.
除非你先能证明自己，不然你就不是弟兄姐妹。
And they have a rather long list.
所以他们就有一个长长的清单。
That you have to prove it.
你得来做有这些，你都是这些条件都符合了，你才能证明你是弟兄姐妹。我觉得应该是相反的。
I should start with the assumption.
我应该从这种假设，从这种推测开始。
This person says they are a believer.
这个人说他是信主的。
That means they are my brother in Christ.
那就意味着他们是我在主里的弟兄姐妹。
And until they prove they are not.
直到他们证明他们不是。
I am going to look at them.
我就要看着他们，觉得他们。
As my brother.
我就要把他们看为我的弟兄姐妹。
Now, here's how that's going to shape my relationship with them.
这样子就会来塑造来我和他们之间的关系。
If someone that I don't know, someone that, you know, I pass on the street,
比如说街上碰到了一个人
looks at me and makes some comment,
然后看着我就对我做了一些那个评价
I might be quick to
我可能
interpret it negatively.
他可能说我一些话，我可能把他就解释的是负面的意思。
But if a member of my own family says it,
但是如果是我家里的人这样说
，I'm going to interpret it much more positive.
我可能对他的那个
family, I know them.
因为我们是家人嘛，那他们这样，我就会给他们一个更正面的一个解释。
I will be much slower to be offended.
我也不会很，就是说很快的被他们所冒犯。
Because I know their heart and I know they love me.
我知道他们的心，也知道呢，这家人他们是爱我的。
That person on the street, I don't know at all.
但是街上碰到的陌生人，完全不认识。
And so,
所以呢
，if we can live with this presumption,
如果我们可以有这种，就是靠这种假设
，even though we disagree on something,
即使是我们有分歧、有不同意见
，we are brothers and sisters.
我们是弟兄姐妹。
Now,
现在。
Brother Richard says something to me that bothers me.
比如说理查德弟兄对我说了一些让我不舒服的或者是挺烦扰我的话。
My first thought is not.
我第一个反应我第一个想法不是应该不是。
He has no right to say that.
他没权利这么说。
Obviously he's not a believer.
他肯定不是一个信徒。
Respectful and kind.
不然的话他就会讲话更尊重一些。
Instead,
而
是 My first response.
我第一个反应应该是
That's my brother.
那是我的族里的弟兄。
I don't know what he means.
我不知道他的意思是什么。
I don't understand why he said it.
我也不明白。
Let's talk about it.
他为什么这样说？那我们可以去谈。
But we are receiving one another.
但是呢，我们在彼此接纳。
If we're going to be the community that God intends us to be.
如果我们要成为神所希望我们成为的社群
，we have to have that kind of reading spirit.
我们必须得有那种彼此接纳的这样的一个精神，这样的一个。
Now let me ask you, is that easy?
我先问大家，这样容易吗
？No, I don't think so.
我不觉得是。
Why not?
为什么不容易
？I mean, in theory, shouldn't that be easy?
如果是这样的话，不应该很容易吗
？We're brothers and sisters. We love one another. It should be easy, right?
对，我们都是弟兄姐妹，我应该彼此相爱，对不对
？It's not.
但是却不是这样。
Why?
为什么
？Feeling.
因为感受，那感情绪感觉。
We hear them with our feelings rather than our mind. Yes.
我们是用我们的感受，用我们的情绪来听这话，而不是用我们的那个思想。
sinful nature,
是我们这个人的罪性
our
自我 self-center,
self-centered,
我们的那个自我中心
that self-centered sinful nature,
那个自我中心的那种罪性
quickly puts up a wall,
很快的就在我建一座墙
that says, I'm right,
我是对的
and if you disagree, you're wrong,
你跟我意见不同你就是错的
And then here is where it goes further and becomes very dangerous.
再往前走就很危险的一步就是
If you are my brother or sister in Christ,
如果你是我在主里的弟兄姐妹
I have to admit the possibility that the Spirit may be working through you to tell me where I'm wrong, right?
我也要承认这种可能性就是圣灵通过你来纠正我
But because of a sinful self-centered nature, I don't want to say that.
但是呢因为我们自我中心的这个罪性我不想说这样我也不想承认这点。
So the easiest way is to say,
所以最容易的道路就是
I've always thought they weren't really a true believer.
我就是说我就总是觉得他们肯定不是一个真正的信主的。
They are to this or this or this or this or this.
他们做这个那个这个。
If I can put a label on them, I don't even have to listen to what they say.
如果我已经给他们贴了个标签，我甚至都不需要再去听他们讲什么。
Right?
对不对？
If they are one inch right of me,
如果他们在我的右边多挪一寸，我可以说
they're just radical.
他们是一个这个极端主义，非常的这个极端。
And I don't have to listen.
我不需要听他们。
If they are one inch left of me,
如果他们在我左边离我差一寸，
I can say,
我可以说。
They're just too woke.
他们是属于这个觉醒运动者。
I don't have to listen.
我不需要听他们的。
You see what I've done?
你听到了吗
？I've stuck a label.
我就是有一堆的这个标签。
That exempts me.
就是免让我免受
from being receptive.
让我免就是让我不去接纳别人。我不需要去听他的，因为这个人。
And the more I do that.
我越这样做。
The more that self-centeredness,
这个就越来越多的就是以自我为中
心。Grows in you.
就里边的以自我自主就会越来越
成长。The more that sinful nature dominates my way of thinking.
那个人的这个本性那个罪性就会越来越控制我就是在我里边占主导地位。
Anyone else? Why is it hard to be receptive?
为什么去就是。对别人接纳就是彼此接纳这么难呢大家有没有别的
our emotions, our sinful
nature, 我们的感觉
self-centeredness,
我们的罪性我们的自我中心
difference.
另外一点就是我们每个人个性是不同的
we think differently
我们想法不同
in theory
在理论上
it makes a really beautiful picture to imagine the church as so many differentpersonalities and so many different ways of thinking all brought into one family. That sounds beautiful.
在理论上你想哎呀这个教会里有这么多不同的个性不同的这样的很多的不同这样的多样性成为一个教会是多美的一幅图片在理论上啊。
But in reality,
但是在真实的生活中在现实中
it is really hard for me to figure out why some people do what they do.
真的是这个人怎么这么做让我真的想不通。
Right?
是不是
right. In theory, sure.
在理论上的确是这样。
But when it comes down to daily interaction,
但是到了每日的这种互动的时候
I just think they're nuts.
我就觉得这个人有点脑子进水了。
And you can't really have a receptive spirit when you think someone's nuts.
当你觉得一个人那个太笨或者脑子进水了你不太会有一个这个接纳的态度。
We're different.
我们是不同的。
And part of being a community,
成为社群的一部分，就意味着
is accepting differences,
就是接纳那个不同。
How many of you after you got married?
多少人在你结婚之后
？Seems like this always happens afterwards.
通常那个好像都是在后面。
We're shocked to find some of the differences in the person you married.
就是非常。吃惊啊你结婚的这个人怎么是跟你有这么多的不同这么想法不同
Anyone who is not scared to raise your hand and that your spouse is going to slap
you?
Then you can go home and discuss these differences today. You now have a topic for lunch.
如果你不举手，可能你们回家以后，就得好好的谈一谈，吃不上饭了。
The truth is,
真实的情况是
，Every one of us, I think, after we're married,
当我们结婚以后，我们会发现
，Really,
真的
，They think that,
他们这么想
，They do that,
他们会这么做
，They get up that early in the morning,
他们早上起这么早
，They like that food,
他们竟然喜欢吃这个。
They are that stingy with money.
他们这么省钱，这么节，这么吝啬。
While their spouse is saying, "He is that wasteful with money."
然后他的那个配偶就说，怎么这么浪费钱呢
？Right?
对不对
？And a strong marriage,
一个坚固牢固的婚姻
is not one,
不是这样的婚姻
where the two sit down here together.
两个人坐在这儿。
And they say, okay, we'll get up after we agree that we'll both be exactly alike in all these.
不是说我们两个人说我们俩要同意我们在每件事情上都一样，都完全一样，我们再结婚。
No,
不是这样的。
A healthy marriage,
一个健康的婚姻是
realize,
是意识到说
we're different.
我们是不同的。
We will always be different.
我们永远都肯定是不同。
And that's okay.
那没关系。
When a couple refuses to do that.
当一对夫妻拒绝这样做的时候
，life becomes pretty miserable.
然后你的生活就很难受了。
Because they're never going to become like you.
因为他们永远也不会像你。
The reason I know that is they already told me you're really odd.
因为你就告诉我说你是挺奇怪的。
You understand?
你了解吗
？In their eyes,
在他们对方的眼中
，you don't understand.
你是不了解他们。
A healthy marriage.
但是一个健康的婚姻
allows those differences
就是允许那些不同那些分歧
to become part of the beauty of the marriage
让它成为这个婚姻的美就是这个美
A healthy church
一个健康的教会
is not one
不是一个
and we take each person
我们把每个人都弄来
and we cut off any differences you know?
我们把他的这个
So that everyone eventually thinks and acts and talks.
把他们这个不同呢，都给磨掉，棱棱角角都给磨掉，然后到最后都像成品，每个人都一模一样，想法一样，做法一样。
We all walk into our church and we sit on our assigned seat exactly alike, doing everything the same.
不是说我们都坐到教会里，每天做的也一样，做事情也都一样。
A healthy church.
一个健康的教会
has differences.
是有不同的。
Sometimes big differences.
有的时候甚至是。巨大的很大的分歧不同
They receive one another.
但是呢我们彼此接纳
This kind of church is a church that provides accountability.
这样的教会呢也能够提供的彼此的问责
And yet I think that happens most often in small groups.
我觉得这种彼此问责通常是发生在小组里
As we get to know one another better.
当我们越来越彼此了解的时候
As we grow in our relationship,
让我在我们对和彼此的关系上成长的时候，更加深的时候。
You see the friend who came and talked to me 2 weeks ago,
就是两个星期前来跟我讲话的那位朋友
did not do this out of the blue,
并不是说这个突然无缘无故的就这样做。
We have been friends.
我们是朋友。
We have been co-workers, brothers.
我们也一起同工，我们一起工作，我们是弟兄。
For 2.5 years, I have talked to him and called him when I was struggling with what's the next step, what do I do, what do I do?
有两年半的时间，我常常跟他打电话，问说怎么做。我有问题的时候，跟他分享。
And so when he made me angry,
所以当他让我生气的时候。
I knew whether he's right or wrong.
我知道不管他是对的还是错的
This comes out of love.
但是他所做的一切都是出于爱
And so that provided a credibility.
那样呢就他有一个就是这个可信度
To be able to say.
所以呢他可以说
I know the path that you've gone.
我知道说你过去所经历的你的这个道路
I went on that same path years ago.
几年之前我也经历了同样的历程。
You're making a wrong turn.
我现在觉得你做的是一个走了一个打了一个错的一个方向。
And you're closing yourself off and you're going to hurt people.
你 你把自己给关起来，你会伤害别人。
And you're going to hurt yourself.
你也会伤害自己。
Change.
你需要改变。
That could not happen without a relationship that grows over time.
如果没有说你跟人之间这种长时间的这样的关系的话，这样的建议是不可能发生的。
And it only happens within small settings.
当然这种，哦，他说这种不会发生在一个大的一个关群体里面，只有在一个小的群体里面有这种更深的关系可以发生。
If he had stood up in church service in Hope Sound,
如果他有在那边的教会的这个教会崇拜的时候，他站起来说
said, ，The Holy Spirit has given me a word of prophecy.
他说圣灵
，Dr. McAway, I would have said, "Sit down and shut up."
如果他在教会的这个主日崇拜的时候站起来说，圣灵给了我一个关于麦博士的这样一个预言什么什么的，我就会说你闭嘴吧，干。
That has happened, not to me, but that has happened in some churches.
但是在以前是发生过，不是对我。
That's not how the Holy Spirit works.
那个不是圣灵这样工作的。You mean not? Okay.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not. It's accountability.
I want to clarify. So if someone stand up, say I have a word from, so that's not right? Or if you cannot?
Not when it's that kind of personal.
Okay. 他我就想跟他澄清一下，就是如果有的人是站起来在那个教会的场所说，我有从圣灵来的话对你说什么，但是是一个很个人的一个东西，那不是圣灵工作的方式。
That kind of personal thing must be done one on one.
因为就是说，如果这种很私，就是比较私密的、很个人化的东西呢，你要是就是一对一的、当面的这样的小方，就是这样谈，就是你对对方有什么感受，而不是在一个公开的大场合这样讲。
Two things I want to say about this accountability to one another.
就是我想讲两件关于这个彼此问责的事情。
Number one, it is accountability to Scripture.
第一个呢，我们都要对圣经负责。
There is nowhere in Scripture.
在圣经里没有一个地方讲到。
I'm looking for a good example. What color is that shirt?
你的
purple.
你的那个衣服，理查德穿的这个衬衫什么颜色？是紫色的。
There's nowhere in Scripture.
在圣经上没有说。
That I am called to say, you know, I really don't like purple and lavender shirts.
说我并不喜欢那种薰衣草和那个紫色的颜色。
And so I need to hold you accountable.
所以我需要你对你问责，所以你需要换那个衣服。
It's not accountability to my preferences.
他并不需要对我所喜爱的，我的这个所喜爱的来问
责。It's not accountability to my ideas.
也不是是对我的想法要来他负责。
It is accountability to Scripture.
而是我们必须要以圣经的原则为彼此当责。
And I think this is one of the places where we often go off the rails.
这通常就是我们有点就是有点怎么说呢？
Because we are much, much more dogmatic about our opinions on some things.
因为有的时候我们对一些事情的看法，我们觉得这个就是教义，这个就是对的。
Than about Scripture.
而不是说对圣经的那么坚守。
I have seen multiple people in the last 2 years.
我在过去两年看到很多人
，not from TBC，
不是从我们教会
，but I have talked to pastors in churches over the last 2 years。
在这过去两年，我跟一些牧师
，I talked to a pastor who told me he lost a third of his members over arguments about masks。
然后呢，有一个牧师告诉我，他有三分之一的那个教会的会员就离开教会了，就是因为大家对于这个戴不戴口罩的争议。
And here's why that is very sad。
那为什么这样子令人难过呢？这种情况。
He said, "If I had got up in the pulpit,"
说如果我要是去到这个讲台上
，and preached something completely contradictory to the Bible，
讲一些跟圣经完全相反的一些东西
，I might have lost a tenth of my members。
我可能只会有十分之一的会员会离开。
You understand?
你了解吗？
They were much, much more dogmatic about their position about masks, pro or con, than they were about Scripture.
就是呢，这些人呢，他们对于是不是戴口罩这些东西呢，他们更教条、更武断，就是 而不是说就是非常的保护这个，而不是说对于圣经的原则。
Our accountability is to scripture, not to personal opinions.
我们的彼此当责，我们要彼此问责的是对圣经的一个忠诚，而不是说对于你个人意见。
And then finally, and I'm going to close it here.
然后在这里我就结束。
We admonish one another, brothers.
我们作为弟兄姐妹来彼此劝诫。
Paul writes something very interesting to me in Thessalonians.
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦书讲了一些让我觉得很有。
He says, "This is the teaching."
保罗说这个就是教导。
And he's strong about it.
他非常的对他所教导的非常的强调。
And then he talks about those who might not follow what he said.
然后他对那些可能不会跟随他所讲的。
And he says, "We're not counting as an enemy."
然后保罗说不要把他当成敌人
admonishing as a brother
而是把他当成弟兄来劝诫
even when we disagree
即使是我们不同有不同意见我们
even when we disagree Paul says to the point of some separation
即使我们有不同意见到我们最后得分开
it is a brother
他仍然是弟兄
and that means there is always room for reconciliation
所以那就意味着总有这种和好重建的这种空间。
There is room to mend and heal the relationship.
就是可以修补这个恢复这样的关系。
That's what it means to be a community.
那就意味着成为社群。
All right. I better stop here.
So we stop.
Yeah. Let's finish with prayer.
让我们以祷告来结束。
God, would you help us to be the church you have called us to be?
主啊，求你帮助我们成为你所呼召我们成为的教会。
To love you,
爱你。
To love one another,
彼此相爱。
That we will build one another up,
我们彼此建造。
That your spirit will work through us as a body to do your work.
你的圣灵真的是通过我们这个社群，我们这个身体来行事。
Jesus.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen.